Today has to be a good day. It's Monday, February the 17th, President's Day. A lot of discussion about the presidents, who's the best one, who's the worst one. It becomes trite because it's the same conversation every year. Those of you who don't like Mr. Obama say he's the worst one. And those of you who like Ronald Reagan say he's the best one. And so where does it fall in between? Well, there were, surprise, surprise, about 40-some-odd other presidents. What do you think of them? And do you even know, if this was a quiz, if I were teaching school and I said, name the president who came after Abraham Lincoln, could you do it? Quick! Jennifer!
No.
Richie!
Give me 10 seconds.
Kenny!
No,
yeah,
you're gonna
look it up. He's gonna look it up. Kenny, do you know?
Was Grant, wasn't it?
Grant.
Oh, yeah, no, it could have been.
Go ahead, Richie.
Do you know?
Do I know?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? I'm the teacher. You never ask the teacher question. You never ask the teacher
the
question.
No, that's a good guess, though. That was
preceded by John Henry.
Yes.
Okay.
Succeeded by Thomas Harris.
Thomas Harris. Nobody knew who he was. Yeah. He didn't last long.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm sorry. That was in the House.
In the House of... Yeah, that he was not...
James Buchanan and Andrew Johnson.
Johnson was the president after.
Yeah. That's
Lincoln.
Right.
Harris was the congressman after he left from Illinois. So there you go, folks. Your history lesson for today, courtesy of the Doug Severin Today program. Now, would you like to know where the food I'm eating this morning is coming from?
Yes.
So far, let's see here.
Where it's going.
I've had, but it's going in the same place. I've had, let's see, what do I have? Strawberries from Honduras. I've had watermelon from Peru. Mm-hmm. I've had pineapple from Mexico. I've had, what do you call the green melon? Yeah, the green melon is from Panama. And the stuff that's yellow that isn't pineapple. It's a
mango?
Softer constituency from Costa Rica, but I can never remember what
mango,
it's called.
Mango, papaya?
Mangoes, thank you, mangoes, yes.
We eat mangoes all the time.
Papaya, yeah, very good. All this stuff is good for you. None of it's coming from the United States at this time of year, however. So does that mean that I'm filling my body with gunk because I'm not eating food that is coming from the United States? Not necessarily. As a matter of fact, most of this fruit's pretty good. Grapes also from Chile. But just, I bring this to your attention because a lot of people don't think where their food comes from. And I think it's always good to know what you're putting in your body and from where it comes.
I was reading an article on the web yesterday about, and excuse my voice, but about how our grandparents never got allergies,
mm-hmm.
food allergies.
Right.
And most of it was because all of their food was local.
Yep. And that's the secret. You're a genius, Richie. Thank you for bringing it around to that. Those of you who are familiar with local honey and how well it takes care of your body and your allergies,
mm-hmm.
if you fill all of the things that you're used to...
I was trying to find the local honey, but I ended up getting one from Columbia.
Well, she's very sweet, we know.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, very good. Richie's married to a Colombian lady. That's the gist of that story. Anyway, the essence of what we're talking about when it comes to allergies... Rich has just hit the nail on the head. We don't know where our food, most of the food we have, we don't even know where it comes from because Monsanto and Dow have done such a wonderful job of keeping you from learning about what they're putting into the food and where it comes from. If we were to go back to, I'm getting into my little, well, it's not a little, it's a big area of mine. I've started doing a new radio program. That's at talkersradio.com. And in essence, what it is, Richie and I are actually producing, this is called The American Family Farmer. And in it, every week, we're going to deal for an hour with one of the problems that faces the American Family Farmer and therefore faces you as a consumer of the American Family Farmer's product. And so what Richie has just said, Richie's acquainting himself with a lot of the issues. The issues boil down to basically one or two. And that is, what do we have here and what are we doing to keep it pure? That's really what most of you are interested in. What keeps the food
here
pure?
In
what
your community?
In America, right, and in your community.
Even more local than that.
In your county, in the region of the state that you're in, because each of the areas of the country has its own unique little problems, things that are, whether it's bugs or whether it's the flora and fauna, the things that are there And the honey, because of the way the bees work, is produced with local antidotes already in it. And there are other foods that have to be pollinated that have the same antidotes in it, because that's what the bees are doing, is bringing that those antidotes from one product, if you will, to that. It's genius. It is beyond genius to understand how the universe works, how the food supply works, how your bodies work. It really is. It's genius. So you can probably, as Richie's suggesting, almost most assuredly, not probably, avoid and eliminate the problems you're having with food allergies if you eat food that's grown locally. Now you say, how can I do that, Doug? It's the middle of the winter. Well, you can do as your great-great-grandparents did. You grow things, you harvest them, you pickle them, you preserve them, and you don't use preservatives to preserve them. That's really what it boils down to, isn't it? Think about it. And the genius, you know, all these people that are worried about the nasty winter storms and what science is doing or not doing to figure out what's going on and how this is going to affect the food supply and all these other things, because we're so used to food coming from everywhere. But the best thing that you can possibly do for you and your family, if you can find a little plot of land someplace, or if you can't, buy the stuff that's grown locally and preserve it yourself. Plenty of ways of doing that. And it's actually a fun project for the family if you can get everybody into it. Preserving your own local food is the way to the most healthy and wonderful life. It really is. So thank you, Richie, for bringing, you got me going on one of my toots. But I think that it's a very important toot. So let's just circle back around a minute to the winter storms. Scientists are suggesting this week that the altered jet stream pattern is the reason for the winter storms. Duh. What do you mean? Why is that news? Is this unusual or just a bad winter? Are we seeing cataclysm at its nastiest? Look at pictures of, for example, frozen Lake Michigan. You can look at Lake Michigan and it looks like the Antarctic. Anybody, Richie, or Kenny, or Jennifer, or any of you folks listening at home, if you're near a computer, just
put it frozen over.
I mean, look at it. It looks like the Antarctic. Same thing. You couldn't tell. If that was a picture of frozen ice, you wouldn't know whether it was Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Superior, or the Antarctic. You wouldn't by looking at it. And that's the circumstances. Now, one of these studies that I saw over the weekend suggests that climate change has altered the jet stream, creating a situation where weather patterns are stagnating over the U.S.
Yeah, so, high pressure is causing all that cold, right?
Right. The high pressure
in the West
is what brings, that's caught by the jet stream and just moved. Jet stream moves everything along. The East Coast, more heavy amounts of snow over the weekend, and some from maybe even today or tomorrow. This is the third snowiest month in Chicago's history, average of 34 inches of snow in Chicago. We've had about that much on my farm. One of the other farms that Donald is on, about 40 inches. So what's caused the severe winter storm last week in Atlanta? And what's paralyzed many of the areas east of Atlanta? And why is the ice so thick on the Great Lakes? We're challenging records that were set in the 1940s and the 1970s, but we're not challenging records that go back millennia. There's a Time magazine article that's out this week that suggests that the jet stream over Northern Europe and North America has shifted. Does it say permanently? No. But because of the temperature, the Arctic, you know, everybody's worried. People, when they use the term global warming, think that it automatically means global warming. That is, things are getting warmer. And in fact, that isn't what it means at all. It means the temperature variances are broader and things... Can you hear that noise?
Yeah, like a metal cage or something.
That's something walking around on the roof of my house.
Oh, that happens to me all the time. It's probably a raccoon.
or somebody from the hood.
Someone's trying to get in.
I'm not sure there are too many people from that. All right, I've been distracted a little bit by this. But at any rate, you get my drift. There is this science back and forth, and it's become so political that you don't really know what the truth is, like most everything else. What do you think, though? That's more important. 888-302-3684. What do you think is causing the weather? Is it global warming? Is it just the way the Earth is? And do you find that your feelings, this may be a rhetorical question or something you can respond to if you'd like, do you think that much of this is being skewed because of the political discussion about global warming and who's on what
side?
And
the money to be made from that industry, too.
What money's being made where?
With eco-friendly products and things. I mean, come on, that's a huge industry to play on people's fears of global warming.
So you use eco-friendly stuff, and that keeps the world from being destroyed.
Right.
I just think that using eco-friendly products is just good for the
planet. Right, it's just smart. But it is a big money industry, too.
Yep, it is. Yep, a lot of people have made a lot of money, and a lot of politicians are in on that, as a matter of fact. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Don't wait. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store before it's too late.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wow. This is a great song. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Top five songs from this week in 1977, starting with number five, Kenny Nolan. I Like Dreaming. Richie, you're just not a dreamer. That's the problem.
Apparently, that's my problem.
That is your problem. Thank you, sir. This is beautiful. Come on, Richie. Tell me you killjoy.
I have never heard this.
Really?
Oh, really? You're lucky.
No. Kenny, this song was a very popular song, wasn't it?
Oh, sure it was.
Yeah. I had this 45.
Yeah, Rizzy.
That's what makes 1977 so special.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see. From this week in 1977, this one's even better. Richie will like this one even more.
Wow.
From the movie A Star Is Born, Barbara Streisand and Evergreen. Crack this one up, Richie.
I did not have this 45.
No?
No.
Would it surprise you to know that I had it?
Casey Kasem probably had a gun to his head this week.
No, but he probably does now. Let's see here. I think we've done the gist of that. Number three this week.
Oh, my God.
This is horrifying.
I told you.
Oh, God. What's wrong with this?
I saw this and I was like, oh, my God.
Crank it up, Richie. Come on. You don't know this story? Number three. I forget the name. What's this woman's name?
Mary McGregor.
Mary McGregor. Falling in love with you, bring all the rules. The story about being in love with two guys.
I had the special edition picture disc of this record.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good for you, Richie. All right, number two, the Eagles. Richie, I like this one.
Thank you.
Finally.
Johnny, come lately. This is okay.
Yeah, this is a great song. It's still slow and sad. Sappy. What's going on with it?
Well, it's Valentine's Day-ish.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Everybody's got a guitar, Richie, and a big horn.
Hey.
Yeah.
Just like this show.
Number one. I never liked
this. Oh, this is
song.
A good one.
No, I never liked this.
Oh, I like this.
No, I didn't like this song at all.
And if Roberta were here, she would say who wrote this song.
Bruce Springsteen. Because yeah. Anytime Roberta gives a trivia question, it's always Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen is always the answer. Right. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden. Ken Kessler. Yes, Roberta's out for this week. We are trying to put our best foot forward, as it were. So Manfred Mann's Earth Band was number one during this week in 1977. That pretty much takes care of that. And so now I want to know about Simon Cowell's new baby.
Yeah,
Simon,
he's a daddy.
Cowell's wife. Is she married to him yet?
I don't think they got married yet. I think she's still the girlfriend.
Can you imagine? What kind of a world are we living in
I know.
Women are getting pregnant and they're not married to the men.
Go figure.
How's he going to survive? He just lost his job.
I know. Yeah, you know, he's only got a gazillion dollars, so it's rough. Yeah, Valentine's Day. He had a little baby boy, 5:45 p.m. She went into labor early Friday, and Simon had to fly to jet over from London, but he made it in time for the birth. He tweeted, happy news, and revealed the baby's name. Very happy to say Eric was born at 17:45 p.m., healthy and handsome, he tweeted. Lauren in great shape. Thanks for all of your kind messages.
Can he send kind messages on Twitter or Facebook aimed at Simon Cowell and his wife, his illegitimate child?
I haven't seen anybody talking about it.
The baby was named after his dad, who passed away, so that was nice.
Really? So that means not illegitimate? I always thought that was really a I'm being facetious, obviously. What a horrible term to use for a child coming into the world. You're an illegitimate bastard kid.
Chid.
Have nothing. It reminds me of the movie that I saw. I got to talk about this in the next half hour. Philomena,
the movie. I told you would love this. I can't believe it took you so long.
It was a marvelous movie. I saw Her as well, which is kind of a mind boggler. Both of them are worth talking about. So we'll do that in the next half hour. A lot of news to be discussed as well here on Good Day. 28 past the hour now.
Here's some job hunting advice.
You've got to network. You've got to get out and reach beyond your normal who you think might be able to help you in your job search.
How about meeting new people in a giving circle?
A giving circle is a way of pooling your money together to make a contribution to a nonprofit that you care about.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Some giving circles don't expect a big donation. Carrie Hannon writes the Great Jobs column on AARP.org.
You might have meetings once or twice a year to vote on what you want to contribute to. The nonprofits give presentations to you. You might have small groups of people that go out and make these site visits. So there's all kinds of opportunities to meet people and engage outside of a work environment, outside of a job search, and you just never know who's going to know somebody else.
Find out about giving circles and the good they do at the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV.
You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Continues to turn, even though global warming may ruin the world for future generations. It's okay today. We are living and breathing. Some of us warmer than others, some of us colder than others, but it's okay. It still is a good day to be here, so you can find out what's going on in the world. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn are here with me as we go through. By the way, I'm Dudley. Stephen.
I'm Dudley. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to have you on board. This is a weekend of events here in Southern California, including the Bulldog Beauty Contest. Big news here in Southern California, Los Angeles
County.
All right,
so you've been mentioning this all day, so tell us about what happened.
Well, I brought Charlotte to the... There are 500 and some bulldogs that are in this Bulldog Beauty Contest held down in Long Beach. And so I expected... I knew that there would be a lot of silly people with a lot of silly dogs all dressed up in pink and whatever. And then they have, the best part about it was there was a promotion for adopting a bulldog. Not a bulldog, but, you know, you can go there. That's part of what they promote. You, if you would like to have a dog or you're into rescuing or saving dogs, you could adopt a bulldog. And if you go to SoCalBulldogRescue.org, it's a website to go to, one of many where you can find dogs. I'm a big believer in this, frankly, although I did not rescue Charlotte. Charlotte came from a family over in Burbank. But SoCalBulldogRescue.org highlights. Now, these are among the most expensive dogs that you can buy. So the fact that there are as many of them up for adoption highlights not only the fact that there are dogs of all kinds of breed and pedigree that get abused and then put up for auction. But imagine the mutts and the mongrels and the dogs that are combos that, you know, don't cost any money. They're just there. How many hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of these dogs are up for adoption all around the country every day? And the news here is that more and more people are adopting dogs, but there also are more and more dogs that are being euthanized every day. And it just seems like a tragedy. Are there more important things in the world than this? Yeah, I guess there probably are. But if you have an interest and you feel like you need a dog for yourself or for your children or whatever, please look into it. I just give you SoCalBulldogRescue.org for the people that are here in our neck of the woods. And I use bulldogs because I have one. But there are any number of breeds. And they are some of
their sweetest. There's a rescue for every breed.
Most, yeah, there is, yeah, Richie. They're the most. Now, the dogs you got, I don't think you have
pugs.
To do,
pugs. You didn't rescue those, though. They came.
No, they were our cousin. My wife's cousin had puppies.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, but I brought Charlotte because I thought this would be kind of fun. Enter her into the contest for the oldest bulldog, because Charlotte's almost 14. That's pretty old for a bulldog, and she's still healthy, runs around, has a good time. But I didn't like what I saw when I got there, so I really didn't stay. I didn't like the way they were handling the dogs. Didn't like the way they were handling the
contest. A lot of stage moms, perhaps.
Yeah, that's what a wonderful way of putting it, Jennifer. That's really what it was. Like, the parents of these bulldogs, parents in quotation marks, were like the mother and father of Jean-Benet Ramsey. That kind of stuff. And the foolish things, instead of just letting
boof,
them
boof.
Be... What'd you say?
Yeah. Honey, boof, boof.
I didn't hear what you said.
Honey, boof, boof.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a lot of that, Richie. Just why not let them be as they are instead of dressing them up in these foolish costumes, which they were, if you've ever been around a bulldog, or most any dog, when you put stuff on them, they scratch at it, they pull at it, they don't like it because it makes them uncomfortable.
They actually had them in costume, huh?
Say that again, Jennifer?
They had them in costume?
Yeah. A lot of costumes. Mm-hmm. If you go, there's a video. I was going to have Kenny put it up, and then I decided not to. But if you go to bulldogbeautycontest.org, you can see the trail of the dogs and some of the things they put up. But I used the story to underscore how important it is to rescue these dogs, any breed of dog. And there are these sorts of things that go on all the time, all over the country, not just for bulldogs, but in general. It's just kind of a neat thing to acknowledge. So my input today in the grateful post at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. You can also post there, but we like the Facebook because you can then share them on your Facebook post. What are you grateful for? On mine today, it is that I have the love of a special bulldog. That's what I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to cry?
No, I feel bad. But you know what? Charlotte is so full of vim and vigor for a dog her age. The two kids, Megan and Matthew, and I had breakfast yesterday. We took Charlotte for a walk, and she just jumped out of the car. She loves to see Megan, and it's whatever it is that gets them charged up, that's what you want. You want to see them charged up, like being with your children. You're always more excited when your children are excited to see you, right? Or excited to be around you. Same thing with a dog. Now, the question is, how excited will you be to meet Kelly Clark, who is an Olympic snowboarder? We'll find that out in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Don't wait. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Most guys spend very little time on personal grooming during the winter months. To help men look and feel great, Dove Men Plus Care expert and dermatologist Dr. Jeffrey Benabio offers these tips to help men avoid irritation this winter.
If you've spent all day outside in the cold, a hot shower is tempting, but hot water makes it hard for your skin to retain moisture. Instead, use lukewarm water. It keeps you warm without the harsh effects. Also, the winter sun still presents risks. Use moisturizer with minimum SPF 15. Lastly, wearing multiple layers can cause you to sweat, leading to underarm irritation. Protect yourself with a non-irritating deodorant like Dove Men Plus Care Fresh Awake Antiperspirant, which cares for skin with one quart of moisturizer and also provides powerful 48-hour odor and wetness protection.
A few simple steps can save men months of irritated skin this winter. For more information on tips and products that can help, visit DoveMenCare.com.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
All right, now 19 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Kelly Clark with us. Kelly has won she actually made some history this past week, winning the bronze medal for the USA in the women's half pipe competition. Kelly, congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what's your experience in the Olympics? Tell everybody your story, first of all, before we talk about these specific Olympics. What's Kelly Clark's story?
I have the privilege of having a long Olympic history. I went to my first Olympics when I was 18 years old in 2002, and I walked away with the gold medal there. I went to Torino in 06, ended up in fourth, went back to Vancouver in 2010 with a bronze medal, and I'm just coming home from Sochi now with another bronze medal. So wow. Four Olympics, three medals, absolute privilege.
Where do you put them?
Well, I had one on display in my parents' restaurant for a while, and I never dreamt that I'd keep winning these things, so I'll have to kind of revisit that and figure out where to put them now.
Where's your parents' restaurant?
Up in Mount Snow, Vermont.
Mount Snow, Vermont. All right, let's give them a plug because we can be heard up there. What's the name of the restaurant?
TC's Family Restaurant. I grew upstairs, kind of living upstairs from the pizza place.
Did you? Good for you.
Do you ever just wear the medals around?
They're
like, hey, look
no,
at me.
But the new one will be carried with me almost everywhere. It's always really fun through airport security.
Yeah, that sounds like very cool. In the essence of the controversy, there's all kinds of stuff that the so-called news media follows and chases around. In terms of what you don't know, you being the people who are listening, the real story with Sochi, how secure did you feel? What was the weather like? How you've been in a number of this is your fourth Olympics. So how did this year, in terms of conditions and competition, compare to the others?
As far as organization goes, it was one of the best organized games I've ever been to. I felt very safe. Everything was very central. Transportation was easy. Security was secure, which is what you want, but it wasn't overbearing by any means. The people were friendly. Everything was ready for us. The only thing that was a little bit challenging is that it was mild. As winter sport goes, you want a lot of snow, very firm conditions to make venues be consistent. And for us, we did struggle with a warm half pipe, but as far as everything else that the media kind of blew out of proportion, it was very a very fun, great game.
Was it slushy and kind of soft?
Yeah, exactly. It really goes from sea level straight up to these peaks, but the half pipe was kind of right in the middle. So it was just soft, and as a snowboarder, the more ruts and bumps there are, the more inconsistent it gets, and it gets just a bit variable to do everything at high speed.
So one of the things that the public is becoming used to is the unreliability of the news in general, news reporting. People just are very skeptical, and you've just underscored it, basically. You felt safe. It wasn't as presented. So one wonders, this is my own social comment, has nothing to do with the Olympics. It just has to do with everything in general, how disgusted I am as a person who, I'm not a journalist, and I'm not a news person, but I talk about things that are going on. It just disgusts me to hear people like you underscore what we really are being, we're just being fed pap and baloney. And it sort of spoils it under the circumstances. A lot of people wanted to go over to Sochi, and they didn't because of the false information that was coming from the news media. How do you feel about not having stands filled with people to cheer you on, Kelly?
It was difficult heading into the Olympics, definitely, with all the kind of the hype surrounding it. I think a lot of our families as athletes kind of wondered if they would go or what it would be like. It became a little bit more intimidating, and I've just found from experience it's a bummer when that happens, but it's far more profitable to talk about what is happening than what isn't happening, and really focus on, especially at the Olympics, you want to focus on athletic excellence. There's nothing that brings the world together like the Olympics that can bridge our differences as a global community like sport. And so, I hope walking away from this, that's what's remembered, not all the things that were hyped up going in.
Yeah, the business, do you feel strongly about Bodie Miller and the way he was interviewed, the fact that he cried about the death of his brother? Did that bother you when you heard that or saw it first?
The media kind of, the person interviewing him,
and she's really picking at it, yeah.
Yeah, she's like picking at the scab, picking it until she got him to cry.
I'm not familiar with that interview. I think Bodie is an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
And I know him, and I knew his brother, and I think that you know, that's a reality. That's a difficult thing. I don't know what it was like being him, but I know that if there's anything that's going to bring up emotion, it's the Olympic Games. It's your inspiration. It's everything that goes into it. You know, I wish him all the best, and I think it's absolutely incredible that he was the oldest athlete ever in Alpine to medal. It's inspirational, and that's really what we should be focusing on.
You're right. Now, the I saw some, this is how silly this coverage gets. I saw something online, the enumeration of all the rich people who are involved in the Olympics, the wealthiest Olympians, and the money that they have made or will be making because of endorsements. How does that affect you and your life? Are there endorsements around for most of the Olympians that are winners?
You know, it's interesting. I think as far as the Winter Olympics goes, outside of a few individuals and a few sports, the majority of the Winter Olympians are hardworking people who take time off of their professions to be able to train. You know, you have figure skating, snowboarding, skiing, and those tend to be more career oriented. So for me, you know, I'm a professional, and I've been having this as my career for the last 15 years, and there are endorsements, and there are companies, and it does get highlighted every 4 years, but every year it's a career, it's a profession. So I'm not sure about how all the rest of the people stack up. I think it's amazing to have the opportunity for us to be supported by sponsors and be able to have endorsements that we can pursue our dreams, that we can afford to travel the world, that we can pursue this year after year.
Are you going to continue and look forward to the next Olympics 4 years from now?
You know, I'm the only U.S. Half-pipe rider that's been to four games right now, and people said that was impossible. And as a 30-year-old, they like to call me old in the sport, which is worth a laugh and worth a smile.
Yeah, it is.
But
yes.
The reality is I am competing against 13-year-olds. I'm competing against 17-year-olds. But I'm as healthy as I've ever been. I'm more motivated than I've ever been. And if they said four was impossible, I don't see why five would be any more difficult.
Good for you.
Good for you. That's great.
Congratulations. Kelly Clark, good for you. Keep up the good work. It really is an inspiration to hear people tell their stories like you have. You set a record. You deserve the coverage. You deserve the acclamation. And so keep it up. Thank you for being here. Kelly Clark, who won the bronze medal for the USA in the women's halfpipe competition.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu, connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14. Excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at StaplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Now
you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
There's Madonna, Crazy For You. Number one movie this week was Vision Quest.
Great soundtrack.
Got that? Yeah.
Great soundtrack.
That was about the best thing in the movie, wasn't it? The music?
Yeah, it really was.
All right, so it's Chuck Curry time, Movie Moments on the Good Day program. We're going to go through the results of the box office totals of the weekend. I'm going to do a rant, Chuck. Are you ready?
Joke, go ahead, Doug.
Shoot away. Saw two movies. The girls and boys here are happy to call some of my exercises with my brain rants.
First of all, did you pay for both?
Well, it depends on whether or not.
No. The answer is no.
Where you're coming from. Okay. All right. So I did pay for both of them. Yes, I did. Thank you. I went to see at the local art theater house, Philomena, with Judy Dench and a fellow named Stephen Coogan, who's a well-known character actor in England. And then I saw Her. I'll start with Her first because I thought that it was, I didn't understand the premise really, but I thought it was intriguing enough, and I go hot and cold on Joaquin Phoenix. But what really intrigued me was that I'd seen that the movie was shot in Shanghai, and I kind of wanted to get a feel for what Shanghai was all about, so that's why I went. I didn't find it disappointing. I found it a little uncomfortable to watch and to see how whether this is a prediction of what might happen in the future without giving it away. The essence of it is a man who is getting a divorce falls in love with a computer.
With Suri. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And with Suri. Yeah, I guess that would be a good way of putting it.
He fell in love
with
Suri. That's
right.
Story.
Chucker, have you seen the movie?
I have not.
No. What do you hear about it?
I hear it's very polarizing.
Yeah, I could see what it would be. Yep, yeah. And in fact, I could see where Philomena would be very polarizing, too.
Now, you mentioned Steve Coogan. You know that's the man that wrote the story, right?
Yeah, yeah. He directed this yes,
he
right.
He found the material in an article and wound up wanting to tell that story.
The story about Philomena.
Philomena, correct.
All right, I don't want to confuse the audience. My first comments were about the movie Her.
Okay.
So now I'm moving into Philomena,
which was a, among other things, an appropriate, scathing indictment of the Catholic Church. Scathing. And every bit of it was worth the price of admission for me. And you can hear in my voice, I have very little use for most commercial religion anyway, but Catholicism especially, even though there are many good things that come out of the endeavors of the Catholic Church in the individual sense. This is a story that actually started with my former wife, who was a nun in a convent for 4.5 years, and she told of stories like this, but they were, depending on where in the world you were, they were worse. But the story, this guy Coogan is a very good storyteller. He's been, and he likes to do these projects, apparently, Chucker. He takes the ideas of stories that he can find and creates very, very, very good stories. And Judi Dench, if she ought to win the Oscar for this, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. She cries. She could read the phone book, and you're just, like, mesmerized.
Well, I saw the movie, too. It's one of the best films of the year. Very powerful.
Yeah. And do you agree?
And I can tell you this. It played at my local Art House Theater, and people loved it.
Yeah, I cried through the whole movie. Just
what did they love about it?
Was well, they just thought it was a powerful experience. They really liked the movie.
Right.
They just really liked the movie. Like they love her.
The message. They get the message. That's the. And then, by the way, one of the side benefits of this: the faces, the sort of cherubs, these small children, absolutely beautiful. The story breaks your heart. All right.
I went to see two films.
What?
I went to see RoboCop, the remake. I thought it had some big ideas. Good actors, Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton, Sam Jackson, but the movie overall I found to be mediocre. No real heart, no real excitement. Stick with the original. And then I took my daughter to see the Lego movie. She loved it. I enjoyed it. I thought the last 15 minutes with Will Ferrell when it became a live-action film was terrific.
Really?
But, yeah, this one's going to – it's gotten good buzz. The general audience seems to really dig it.
Yeah, it was fun. 30 seconds. Give us the top five in 30 seconds.
Lego movie, number one, $48 million, $130 in 2 weeks, about last night, which co-stars comic Kevin Hart, who's hot right now, $27 million. Good opening. RoboCop, 21.5. Monuments Men, 15, $43 million in 2 weeks. It's solid. And Analyst Love ran at the top five, 13.3.
All right, good. So that was interesting, a very large, sort of interesting dichotomy in the type of movie in the top five. Thank you. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.